Okay, Genesis is my favorite book. I know I always say the four Gospels are my favorite, and they are. But when I'm in Genesis, I know I love it so much because there's so much in there. It's amazing. So, of course, I want to talk to you about something I saw in my Bible reading. And of course, it's January, so my Bible reading is in Genesis right now. And I saw something. I've seen several new things already. This time, I'm 50 years old, and this time I'm still seeing new things. I love the Bible. I wanted to encourage us today. I was so encouraged when I had this thought, and I want to encourage all of you, my friends. And that's this. Faith takes time to grow. Go easy on yourself as your faith is growing. If you're a new Christian, it's going to take time and experiences that you have with the Lord helping you for your faith to grow. Faith is not static. You don't get one bit of faith and that's what you get for your whole life. Your faith grows. And by living with the Lord and trusting in Him and having Him come through for you when you think, oh, what's going to happen? And He comes through for you over and over and over again throughout your life, and your faith grows. But give yourself grace as your faith is growing, and give others grace as their faith is growing. And moms, shout out to the moms. Give your kids grace as their faith grows. It's a scary thing, that transitional time when your kids are launching out into adulthood and you think, I don't know if they got it. I don't know if they got what we were trying to give them about Christianity and teach them. But give them time to grow their faith, just like you had to have time to grow yours. And you're still working on it. And one of the ways your faith is growing is by letting go of your adult kids, right? Let's talk about Abraham. Folks, this is the man of faith. This is the cover. He's on the cover of Faith Magazine, okay? He is in chapter 12 of Hebrews, the faith chapter, where it talks about the great people of faith in the Bible, and he gets more verses than any other person in the faith chapter. So he's our go-to guy for what it looks like to have a great amount of faith. Now, let's take that knowledge and look back at his life. He's called out and God asks him to leave his family to go to a place where he doesn't know where he's going. That took faith. But then, now he's 75 and he's setting out on this journey. What's one of the first things he does? He thinks people are going to kill him to take his pretty wife away from him. So he asks her to lie. Not a man of faith in that moment. Okay, so that whole scenario, she does get taken and God has to intervene. Not a man of faith. That did not land him in the faith chapter. So then he goes along. There's a famine in the land. He leaves and he goes to Egypt, just like Abimelech does. We always throw that man under the bus for leaving Israel because of a famine in the book of Ruth. But Abraham did the same thing when there was a famine. Not a man of faith at that time, okay? Goes down to Egypt, probably picks up a slave for his wife, and her name was Hagar. That was going to have lots of complications in the future because he did that. Not a man of great faith in that moment. So then, you know, he does a lot of great things, but he does some things that aren't so great and not full of faith along the way. And I'm not saying that to dim Abraham's testimony. I'm saying that to help us. That's what our Christian life looks like. We've got some high moments. We've got some low moments. We've got mostly the in-between days. So don't be so hard on yourself. Again, for the second time, and think about this, for the second time, He asks his wife to lie after she's already been captured one time because of this. He asks her to lie again and say, she's my sister, not my wife. She gets captured again. This is not a moment of great faith from the man of faith. Imagine how you would feel being Sarah. First, you're captured by Pharaoh. Now you're captured by Abimelech. Would you have described your husband as a great man of faith while you're in somebody else's, you know, capture? I don't think so. So then God takes care of it again. So he has so many great things. He recognizes the angel of the Lord when they come along. He's a friend of God. He talks them into saving Sodom if there's just 10 Christians in Sodom, which there were not, because Lot wasn't able to even lead his own family to the Lord. And all of this, very noble. But it was when his son Isaac was about 30 years old, as a picture of Jesus, this would be a picture of Jesus, the New Testament. He takes him up to Mount Moriah and he offers to sacrifice him, but the Lord stops him. Now that's an amazing story too, because Isaac is not a five-year-old boy. Isaac could easily have overcome his dad. So he had grown a very strong bond with his son who trusted him and was willing to get his hands wrapped up and bound willingly and to climb onto that altar by himself as a grown man. Isaac has a lot of kudos there. But when he was willing to do that, then the Lord knew beyond anything, if you're willing to give me the son of your promise that I promised you would be your child, and I gave him to you when you were 100 years old, when you could not have children, and you're willing to sacrifice him to me because you trust me so much that I'll keep my promise. That is when we see Abraham in Hebrews as the man of faith that we should all follow in our faith. He was 130 years old. So we see Abraham's life from the age of 75 to, I think, 140, 180. I'm not sure. I need to look that up when he passed away. But that was 55 years of growing in faith from the beginning of Abraham's story to the time when he sacrificed Isaac on Moriah. 55 years of growing in faith and some major missteps of lack of faith along the way. That is what our life will look like too. Just keep trusting the Lord. Sometimes you won't and you'll regret it. And so will I. But over a lifetime, just stay with the Lord. Just keep coming back to the Lord. Just keep going to church. Just keep raising your kids for him. Just keep staying faithful through the hard times. Sometimes you're going to mess up. Aren't you glad that we're not written in the Bible and all of our mistakes aren't written down for everyone to read forever? We do look at Abraham as the example of faith, but he didn't get there right away. He had some major missteps in faith, and so will you. So give yourself grace as your faith grows. Give others grace as their faith grows. Trust the Lord with your kids as their faith grows. He is their father, and he's got them, just like he's got us. Have a great week, friends. Happy New Year. Happy 2026. Let this year be a year where we grow in our faith. Keep trusting God. Walk in love, loving God through loving others.